is Uninformed Analysis.
It is Thursday, February 7th. Football is over.
Fuck football.
Oren's here.
Hey.
And I'm Josh. We're back. We're Uninformed Analysis. And, you know, I thought that football being over, and we'll kind of talk a little bit about the Super Bowl and how amazing that game was.
I don't want to even talk about it.
Well, we'll touch on it. I was like, shit, like, football's done. What are we going to talk about? And then we have an absolute slew of things to talk about.
It was a unit of a deadline today.
Well, a day, a few days.
It was actually, like, it dominated headlines for a full week.
I know. I don't,
actually, a month. Like, it's been a full month of just basketball news.
Okay, we'll get it.
Don't get me started.
Well, this is our 10th episode. Did you know that?
What?
Yeah, it is. Congratulations, Oren.
Muzzles.
You didn't think you'd get there, but...
10 weeks. Put it there, pal. We just high-fived. For those of you who can't see us.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the Super Bowl.
It sucked dick.
It was a tough watch. It was a tough watch. It was almost as if you watched the Jags play the Bills.
It was bad.
Oddly enough, you went to see
I saw exactly that game in the cold.
Yeah. It was essentially that.
It was bad.
It was just like nothing was exciting about it.
The problem is, like, as I hosted a Super Bowl party, which you were participated in.
I did. Thanks for
good food, fight. Good spread, good people.
Yeah.
Bad game.
Very.
But it becomes an issue because, like, it's a fun time watching with friends, and it spurs conversation when things are good. And you see big plays, you're like, "Whoa, that was sick!" And then everyone's going nuts, and then like someone will make a stupid thing they say, but nobody cares because it was a cool play, and nobody's really listening, anyways. You're open to criticism about everything you say when it's a shitty game.
Yeah, because nobody's
it's a bad game, so everything's like amplified. So someone's like, "Oh no," like makes like stupid point, likely me, but also other people who say something stupid. It's amplified by everyone who's not paying attention to the shitty game to directly address what you just said.
Yeah, it's like all 15 or whatever people that are at this party are now focused on how idiotic that one thing that somebody said was,
yeah.
As opposed to like two people that correct. You're sitting beside because everybody else is focused on the game.
Correct. There was one that I can point out right now, which I think you can maybe answer to because I don't even know if it's true. It probably isn't, but I think this happened during the party. Someone said that two companies, very well known companies, Uber and Lyft, are owned by the same people.
That's
factually incorrect. Correct. Factually incorrect.
They are direct
competitors.
Yeah.
It wouldn't make sense for them to be the same owners. It would be cannibalizing your own sales.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd be doubling
it was nonsense.
You'd have to hire two completely separate companies.
So it just didn't make any sense.
And where did it divulge to?
It wasn't even like one where you're like, let's berate this person for saying it because it was such a dumb comment. It was like, nope, that's not true. And then we continued on our way.
Oh my goodness. I actually kind of liked the halftime show. I thought that everybody was all against it, but I thought
it was better.
Maroon 5 did exactly what you thought Maroon 5 would do.
Yeah, so here's the issue I found with the halftime show is that everyone every year, it's like, why did they get that person? And it's like, well, they're trying to target a certain demographic, and then if they get, obviously they're not doing it for the people who love football, they're doing it for the people who don't love football, and that's always like the main topic of like
sure.
why. Everyone's argument, great. If you brought in Maroon 5 to do a halftime show 7 years ago, I'd agree with you. But he's an old man. He hosts the launch.
No, The Voice.
The Voice.
It's a great show.
Whether it's good or not,
I was on
he's
it.
Too
live,
old to
live
be
taping.
He's too old to be stripping on stage, and he's just a weird it's a weird thing. And then to bring on Big Boi for a 10-second clip of a song.
Were you offended by that?
It doesn't make any sense. I understand they were like, "Oh, he's an Atlanta-born rapper." But give him more than 30 seconds.
Okay. All right. I'm going to defend it. One, Adam Levine doesn't play to us as demographics. I like Maroon 5 like as a musical band.
Stereo.
Yes.
So only
Gym Class Heroes.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, they move the needle for people that love him. He's like still like a sex icon for, you know, millennial females and all that. Regardless of that, they don't have any bangers. So
zero bangers.
They did what they had to do. And they
should have just played Moves Like Jagger 40 times in a row, and that would have been, like, sufficient.
Well, probably. Everybody would have complained about that. I feel like no Super Bowl act except Beyonce will get the people going anymore.
That's
you can't,
not true.
And they've already done Beyonce 2 times in the last 5 years.
Once.
No, they did her twice.
Only once.
No, because Bruno Mars went out and brought Beyonce.
Oh, yeah.
And there's like, everybody went nuts.
Yeah, no, hers was insanely good. But that's like who you should bring on.
You can't bring her on every time.
No, you can't bring her on every time. You got to bring on someone like her. Like, if Cardi B wasn't so adamantly against doing the Super Bowl halftime, that's probably the right person to bring on.
Cardi B plays to such a small demographic of people, it's insane. Like, my mom would not give a shit about Cardi B, but she cares more about Maroon 5.
Cardi B would be good for, actually, the football guys, because she's just, like, stripping on stage, pretty much.
She was a stripper.
That's right.
So.
What's her name, Cardi B, as a stripper? Unconfirmed.
Yeah. I'm not going to take a guess there. A hearty mazel tov to Julian Edelman for winning MVP. I'm happy about that.
First Jewish man to do it.
Yeah, I saw that headline kind of circling the internet.
I just love that Israel, and it was Tagleed Birthright.
Yeah.
That posted, and they're like, finally, the first Jew. It's like,
how many Jews have there been?
And not even just that, how many Jewish people have been in the Super Bowl?
Right, and been in a position to
usually they're not in like an offense or a definite lock or potential lock for an MVP. Like, right. If Tom Brady was Jewish, then it'd be like every year, be like, oh, great.
Yeah, normally it's like the fourth tight end or offensive lineman.
Yeah, or like a special teams returns. Yeah. Unless he returns 6 touchdowns, he's not winning the MVP.
So I'm happy that the Super Bowl's over. How do you feel about jinxing the Patriots from, I don't know, let's say week 10 on?
Week 8, yeah. I mean, it's happened. It's not even just football. I've jinxed. Every time I say anything about anybody, it reverses.
I wouldn't mind you just jinxing every team that I like then. Like,
I'm worried about my take on the trade deadline because I think it's going to fuck every team, our team over.
No. You're going to say it's going to be bad for the Raptors.
Right. Well, that's what I have to... I mean, I'll wink, but... I jinxed them.
Who?
The Patriots.
Yeah.
Oh, I jinxed... Sorry, I jinxed the Rams. I have that power. Gurley sucks, dude.
It's such a weird... It was such a weird situation. I was like, is...
He's hurt.
Is he not?
If he's not hurt, then like potentially just get that fucking guy out of here.
Like, kill him.
What are you doing? You're like the most important games ever. You're not going to show up.
I heard a good comparison. It was like, oh, James Harden's in the NBA Finals Game 7. He only played 18 minutes.
It wasn't Western Conference Final.
No, but I'm just saying, like, hypothetically.
Oh yeah, that would be a comparison.
Yeah,
not like, just Game 7. It would be like being in the NBA Finals and then not showing up for Games 5, 6, and 7, while showing up for the rest of the playoffs.
Right.
Like, you're getting everyone's hopes of being like, oh, this guy's absolutely unstoppable. And then you have to rely on, like, a running back. So a comparison would be, like, if James Harden didn't show up, you'd have to rely on, like, Tucker to bring you to the promised land. Like, CJ Anderson was great because he got hot. But he's not going to win you a Super Bowl.
Most definitely not. Very clearly.
Yeah. Well, I don't think anybody could have won them a Super Bowl there. Goff, like, didn't even look great throughout the whole play.
Yeah, I mean, the whole game was...
The Rams just looked bad.
It was fucking shit.
And it was so stupid. McVay comes out afterwards and says, that's on me. That's on me, guys. I got outcoached. They didn't fucking play well. Like, what do you? There was no coaching there.
Well, what do you want him to say?
It sucks. Game, we played poorly. We did all around bad. Why put it on yourself? And then you have guys.
Responsibility.
Then you have guys like Goff being like, "No, that one's on me." And then you got like Gurley, who's like, "I don't know, I'm not hurt."
I mean, it's the responsibility of the coach and the quarterback to take the onus on it because
the onus is definitely on Goff. To be honest with you, he looked awful all game.
I don't want to get too analytical here.
I don't know anything about analytics, so I can't get
it. Saw some analytics where it was the Rams, when they run an 11 personnel scheme, they're like, that's the defense that the Patriots can actually succeed against. And so if they went into a 12 person personnel, which has two tight ends on the side, they would dominate. And the only big plays of the entire game, which is like a 9-yard pass,
was when that happened.
And that one potential touchdown that got knocked, no, that the one that
Got punched out.
Those were in like the 12-person personnel, and they did that. They ran that maybe 6 times.
Why? Outcoached.
You'd have to ask.
How do you get outcoached? Just play the plays that got you there. I don't understand.
No, that's the problem. That's the 11-person personnel is what they normally do, and they said we're going to do what got us there, and that's what fucked them.
Well, that's the problem when you play Belichick, because that's what I was hearing all week beforehand. It was just like, oh, you know, they're not going to run the special teams fake punt pass because Belichick saw it the week before and they don't want to. Maybe they'll, like, fake it. I don't know. But, like, just don't overthink it. Every year, Pete Carroll did the exact same thing on the 1-yard line 2 years ago.
Yep.
Everyone overthinks it.
Yep. So let's get your very, very early Super Bowl 54 predictions.
Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay. So the favorite in the AFC.
Yep.
And?
I'm going to say the Rams again.
Okay. I'm going to say the Patriots and the Packers.
Okay. Yeah. Well, they have to sign Le'Veon Bell first.
They're not going to. They don't need to. We have Aaron Jones. He's amazing.
Kareem Hunt. You guys don't care about people like
that. No, we do. We do. We definitely care about people.
Why? You still have Jamal Williams.
Is he a bad person?
I think so.
Allegedly. I don't think
unconfirmed.
I don't think that's true at all.
I'll confirm, but yeah. I think it is.
That's very unconfirmed. So, a few props that kind of pop into my mind. There was a little bit of controversy over the anthem. So, what's her name? Gladys Knight? Yeah. So, the over-under was set at 154.
How much money did she have on 155? Or one below 155?
But it was the over.
Oh, I know, because she said it twice.
She said, like, right. She, like, held brave, or she said brave at the beginning, and then she ended it, and then she, like, doubled down on the brave.
Yeah.
So some...
People are going to controversy. Some bookies are paying out on the first and on the other. Right. I read that also.
So she must have known.
I don't know if she does, because she's soul. She's, like, just a way of singing it.
True.
I don't think that's looking into it. I think it would be crazy if she bet on herself. And then had the wherewithal to be like, shit. She's looking at the clock. She's like, brave, brave.
That's true. That's like, I'm a conspiracy theorist.
That's like
person,
a stretch.
That's like too much.
That's a stretch.
The Gatorade was surprisingly blue.
We called it for clear.
Yeah, it's generally clear or yellow.
I thought it was just water normally. Like, why don't they just drink water? Stay hydrated, for fuck's sake. How many electrolytes do you need to play football?
There is some water.
No, they need more water.
Well, take that up with the... Water boys.
Yeah. Where was his... Yeah, speaking of that, that's a funny topic. They made a whole fucking stink about McVay's backup coach. The holdback guy?
Yeah.
He's injured for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He doesn't... He had to replace him.
As if that's a thing.
How do you get injured? He's sick or something, probably.
No, apparently he had surgery or something, but... Could you just get it
on
after
the Super Bowl? Unless you're in agony. Maybe he's in agony. I don't know. But he's been doing it all year. Did it last week. Wasn't in agony then, unless he pulled something while pulling him back off the field.
So funny. It's like so...
It's like the biggest game of your life you can ever be a part of, and you're like, oh, I'm going to have surgery on the Super Bowl. Maybe he's like an addict or something. I don't know.
Like what? You were just throwing slander out. Left, right, and said Jamal Williams is a bad guy. This holdback guy is an addict.
Well, I don't know. Why would he skip the Super Bowl of all games? He didn't need surgery, unless it was like something serious.
Maybe he couldn't walk.
He walked the week before.
Well, something happened in the...
I hope not. God forbid.
Yeah. Knock on wood.
Knock on that wood.
All right, I'm done with football for now.
Yeah, we're over it.
I'm ready for the draft and all the more drama that ensues. But what has truly become a drama filled reality TV show is the NBA.
Love it.
It has
hit me with every trade that happened. I'm going to do my take on every single one.
Okay, I can do that. It's not even about the basketball anymore.
No, it's a 365 day. Show. You can watch it every day and
it's
be like,
a reality show.
I was going through Twitter more often in the last 5 days than I have in the last 10 years of my life.
This, I know you're a sports fan in general, but these last 24 to 36 hours have been legitimately your Super Bowl as an
easily.
NBA fan.
I had enjoyed it.
It's more important, like it has seemed to me more important than the NBA finals, especially since like the Raptors are never in it.
Yeah.
Hopefully that changes this year, but. Yeah. You're messaging me in the middle of the day saying, I'm so bored, there needs to be a trade. Yeah. It's like, this guy has a problem.
Yeah. I was addicted to Twitter for the last 5 days. I could not stop refreshing. It was insane to me. It was insane. Everything was going on.
So I will break down...
hit me with the trade.
I'll hit you with the trade and you kind of give me a little quick synopsis.
Yeah, yeah. And if I know nothing about it, I'll just go off
the Where cuff. Do you want me to start? Do you want me to start at the...
Start from the beginning of like... So like there was like a waterfall of trades like 2 days ago.
So what... I'm going to start with Tobias Harris trade.
Okay. Want to hear my hot take on that?
So... do you want me to
name it.
The
yeah,
trade?
Name the trade.
So the 76ers received Tobias Harris...
Boban,
who actually looks like
he's
from
a monster.
Game of Thrones.
He's a monster. He, you know those guys like the boogeyman, like yeah. When you're like kids are afraid. Like he is exactly he's the boogeyman.
He's so
he's
ugly.
The Babadook.
Okay, so it's Tobias Harris, Boban, and Mike Scott. Don't really know who that is.
No, Mike Scott, good shooter.
Wilson Chandler, Mike Muscala, Landry Shamet, 2020 first round pick, Miami's the highly coveted Miami's first round.
It's lottery protected though.
Okay, 2021. I don't think it is because that's why it's so highly coveted.
You sure?
I don't. I'm not. But I think that's why it's so highly coveted.
Okay.
And then a 2021 second round pick and a 2023 second round pick.
It's a load of picks.
Go.
Okay. So I think that it's obviously a good trade for both sides. I think that it benefit the Clippers weren't going to re-sign Tobias Harris if they're going after big names in the offseason. And they're so all they said, we'll get rid of this guy. We're going to have to pay him. I think he's got a player option, so maybe they're risking him opting into that and paying him. So what they're going to do is get rid of him, take a shitload of picks back. Shamet's a good prospect. Wilson Chandler is whatever. Like
a lot of tats. Neck tat.
A lot of tats. It's like a big salary dump for them. It's fantastic.
Okay. 76ers.
Sixers, it's a okay trade. And the reason why it's an okay trade is because I remember when they made the Jimmy Butler trade and I said, I think the Wolves actually went out better because you've basically taken a ball dominant player in Jimmy Butler and placed him on a team with two to three other ball dominant players who need the ball to be successful.
Yeah.
So what they went out and did is they said, okay, we're going to get Tobias Harris who needs the ball to be successful and add him to three other players who need the ball to be successful. The Sixers, I don't care what the media likes to paint them out because it's this process thing, have not been good, and I'm risking them being really good now, but they have not been good after the Jimmy, as good as people expected with Jimmy Butler because of that reason. There's better defensively. Offensively, there's no cohesion because Embiid really needs the ball down low and from three. Ben Simmons can't fucking shoot, so he definitely needs the ball when he's driving to the lane. And Jimmy Butler is ball dominant. Like, he needs the ball. He creates offense. So now you've said, okay, now we have Tobias Harris at the four, who again, yes, he stretches the floor. I don't know about his defense very much, but stretches the floor, needs the ball to be successful. I don't even know, who are they missing in that lineup? Like, who am I missing?
J.J. Redick,
who's the only player on that team who doesn't need the... He's actually amazing off the ball.
He's the GOAT.
He's the GOAT off the ball. So he's literally... If they found players who were good like that, they're basically starved. They're star-starved. They're like, we need to add as many big names as possible to win a championship.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have much to contribute because I don't really know much about Tobias Harris. I know that he's been traded like five times in the last 2 years.
Yeah, kind he's of super underrated.
Sign of the times.
In fairness. But again, underratedly good on a fairly poor team. So again, his numbers are skewed because he's very good on a bad team.
Okay, so we'll get to the Raptors, but do you think that making this trade puts them in a position to have a better chance of beating the Raptors?
No.
Okay.
They've been dominated every step of the way, and yes, you've added Tobias Harris, but defensively, we're a better team, and we lock down the Sixers every time we play them. One player can go off, the rest can't, for that exact reason. Embiid's not creating for other players. He had 36 the other night. Ben Simmons had like 12 turnovers.
Right. All right. I'm going to chip away at the next one.
Sure.
Malachi Richardson.
This is a huge trade.
Yeah. 2022 second round pick.
This set everything in motion.
The draft rights to Amir Predzlich.
Yep.
Big
prospect to the 76ers in Croatia. Yep.
For cash.
I can't wait for the press conference for cash consideration.
Yeah.
We had a couple.
Picked up a lot of cash.
Yeah. What jersey is cash consideration going
to
win?
Tyler Johnson, Wayne Ellington to the Suns for Ryan Anderson.
That's a good trade for both teams.
Wayne Ellington's going to get bought out and...
Raptors. That's a Raptors signing. I'm locking it down.
Okay.
He's exactly what they need.
Okay.
Although I locked down Wes Matthews and look what happened there.
Yeah. We haven't got there yet, but Wes Matthews...
That's an old trade though.
What?
Wes Matthews to the Knicks.
Oh.
That's like the one that happens. That's Porzingis.
Oh, the Porzingis one. Yeah. So he got traded. He's going to get bought out, and Pacers. He's going to the Pacers. Yeah. I don't really care to talk about this Rockets, Cavs, Kings.
I just like to talk about it because I find it hilarious that Nick Stauskas has been on six different teams in the last 48 hours.
Yeah.
He's gotten traded by every team. He might be a member of every team by the end of his career.
It's so funny because...
He's not a bad player.
Well, he's just
role player who can shoot.
He's like the homeless man version of J.J. Redick.
Way worse.
I tried to make him as best low as you can go. Homeless
way
man.
Worse.
It's funny because in the NBA playoffs, he's always on the TSN panels. Oh, Nick Stauskas got cut, so like he has a job in the media.
Yeah, exactly.
But then he just goes back to playing and he's always training.
Well, the problem with it, it's just like he's a good shooter, but that's literally all he's good at. Yeah. He can't do anything else.
Yep. Harrison Barnes got traded mid-game, although it wasn't actually
mid-game.
Yeah,
he knew about it. He wanted to play.
Yeah.
So stupid.
And then LeBron got him. Fuck off, LeBron.
He needs to put...
Fuck off.
You treated organizations worse than any other player ever. Yeah. You had a whole docuseries called the decision where you've totally fucked over the Cavaliers, yep, and you've got the balls to come out and say, like, oh, it's shitty, everyone's so selfish,
blah, blah, blah. Fuck off, LeBron.
Although that was for charity, so I guess he's sort of, like, vindicated there.
No. Don't put a charity facade over just to cover how conceited and arrogant you
so
are.
So true.
Fuck off.
Yeah, he's annoying.
Next one. Wesley Johnson for Markieff Morris. I'm skipping over that.
He's getting bought out, Markieff Morris.
And he's going to go to the Raptors. Celtics?
Yeah, that would be funny if they got both. Yeah. I don't think they can fit him.
I don't understand the cap in the NBA. I don't think they can fit him.
Well, there's a roster max also. They'd have to drop somebody.
They traded like that Greg Bird guy at the end of the... some die. It's like I didn't understand that the Celtics could have anybody with the last name Bird on their roster.
Yeah, seriously. Do you think they make a bigger deal about that?
Yeah.
Maybe it's his son.
I think he's black.
Maybe it's his son.
Unlikely, but there's always a chance. Okay, so that was the Nikstauskas, and the Nikstauskas got traded again. Oh, Mirotić got traded.
So this one hurt. This is what probably put the Gasol trade in hyperdrive.
This was essentially the first trade of the trade deadline, like more or less.
That set everything off.
And you sent me messages.
We're fucked.
Fuck.
The second we saw that, I'm like, well, the Raptors are fucked.
Yeah.
Because Mirotić was the guy I was actually thinking that the Raptors would get, because he's like a big name. Not a big name, sorry. He's not that big of a name, but he's a really good player overall defensively and as a shooter. And that's exactly what we were looking for.
When did Nikolai Mirotić get so much clout? Like,
he was so good on the Bulls, man. He was so good on the Bulls, and then he got sent over to the Pelicans with Boogie and AD last year.
Yeah.
And he had a really good, up until the playoffs, he was outstandingly good. And then obviously this year he's been awful because like the team itself has been, well, not awful. Sorry, he's been good, but not as good as
he always just reminds me of like a Hedo Turkoglu, and I was like,
that's the best comparison I've heard on him in a while.
I'm an NBA.
So
guy.
True.
I'm an NBA.
Well, it's
guy.
Because they're both European and probably from like Turkey or something.
Because I'm an NBA.
He's from Croatia.
I'm an NBA guy.
Yeah.
I know guys.
Yeah.
Thon Maker went to the Pistons.
I know he demanded a trade.
Thon Maker. Listen, he played like 2 minutes.
Is it Maker or Mocker?
I'm not gonna get into that. I don't know. He's like 45. He's true. To be 12.
Yeah, it's so true.
So then Sousa got traded to the Pacers.
That's all I got. Then he got cut.
Oh, he did?
I think so.
Oh, we should pick him up.
I mean, why not?
Then he can do media and shoot the ball.
We need shooters on the bench. We actually have anyways, we'll get to the Raptors trade and then I'll get into this because it's a hilarious situation.
Grizzlies got Avery Bradley for Jamal.
Worst trade of the deadline.
Avery Bradley is. Since he signed that deal with the Clippers, he has been nothing but... He's been worse than Nikstauskas.
Here's the mindset.
He's fucking shit.
Here's the mindset of the Grizzlies today. They're like, fuck, we need to rebuild. Let's trade our franchise player for young guys. We're tanking. That's it. So they traded away their... Marc Gasol to the Raptors, which we'll eventually get into, for JB, who's younger than Marc Gasol, DeLon, who would be a good guy off the bench, and then a 2020, whatever.
Yeah.
So that's a great mindset. They're terrible. They need to do that. That's like the best mindset you have. So then they follow that up with trading two young players. JaMychal Green, who's a young, strong power forward. And who was the other player?
Garrett Temple,
who's a whatever. But JaMychal Green's a good young player.
Yeah.
For Avery Bradley, who got overpaid, is terrible offensively. The only redeeming factor is that he's a good defensive shooting guard. That's all he's good at. He was good on the Celtics
defense.
That's not true.
I'm going to stick with it.
That's not true. Ask James Harden.
Well, okay.
Although apparently he's leading the league in steals this year, so.
So shows what you know.
Yeah, shows what I know.
He is still, by the way, consistently put up at least 30 points in like
40 games. Yeah, he's insane.
It's insane. Yeah. Whatever. For what it's worth, the Grizzlies made that trade before they traded
Gasol.
Right. Just timeline doesn't really matter.
But you know what I mean.
It was all in the works.
Really stupid either way. I don't get that trade at all.
I'm going to skip over the Raptors one just because we'll do that one last. You can go on a little mini rant there. The Clippers then traded. This was a good trade. They traded Muscala to the Lakers for Zubac and Michael Beasley, who got bought out. But Zubac's like...
I love that trade.
He's the man.
He's really good.
Yeah, he's fucking awesome.
I don't get that trade from the Lakers. Like, you were just trying to unload those two players and five other players plus picks for AD, and now you're just like, ah, fuck, we'll take Muscala. That's probably equivalent.
So I heard today Brian Windhorst said that the Pelicans... were never taking the Lakers seriously, and every time they sent an offer, they were leaking it to the media just to literally sabotaged the entire Lakers organization so that all of the players hated each other and they all hate LeBron.
But why would they do that?
Because they're not there's like clear collusion. There's like such clear collusion that when New Orleans went to the Lakers and AD met with LeBron, and LeBron and then was like 2 weeks later, 2 weeks later, he's like, I want to trade because I'm not going to re-sign. They were like, the Pelicans were like, fuck the Lakers, fuck LeBron, fuck Magic AD. Johnson, fuck all of them, and we're just gonna cause complete mayhem. Chaos and dissension. LaVar Ball is back in the media, so all hell is broken loose.
Do you see that picture of LeBron James sitting at the end of the bench and they're all sitting away from him?
Yeah.
Which I imagine is not that abnormal, but like still.
I feel like it's like at that time, the picture looks bad.
Yeah.
And he probably got up
it's probably
and
normal. Went
inside him like 2 seconds later.
Yeah.
But it's a funny visual given the situation. The current chaos that's ensuing the scenario. In Lakerland.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm happy for it. Fuck LeBron. He's a fucking
good And the Lakers, man. Shit. Like they come out and they're like big dick swinging about fucking signing we're getting a superstar at the deadline. No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt we're getting a superstar. Can you imagine? That trade, I've literally tried that trade the Lakers tried to get AD with in 2K. I'm like, I'm going to trade you my whole fucking bench. Everybody.
Yeah.
They traded players, too. Like, zero interest players, like Rondo. Who wants Rondo right now? Lonzo Ball for AD makes no sense.
I don't know, but
Michael Beasley got cut from a trade.
It was Ingram also. It was Kuzma.
None of those pieces were ever going to be good enough for Anthony Davis. Ever.
And all of them together, it's like you got an entire young starting lineup for one player who's going to leave. That's the logic.
The only team that I thought had an actual chance, and this is going to come off as biased, the Raptors had the only legitimately good package for a competitive team competing for a championship to offer New Orleans.
I saw that Masai said that he was not going to trade OG or Pascal in an attempt to go for that win it all must mentality.
Yeah, I saw that tweet also. So, but they are the only, like, those two players were the only two pieces that we could have traded and would have been a better package than any other team.
People are all like a little dick hard now because the Celtics now have a chance.
They will. They'll get him, but he won't resign.
You think?
I mean, I think so.
I don't think they're going to make that trade unless they...
Tatum's gone.
...get a sign-and-trade.
Oh, 100%.
Like, they're not going to trade Tatum with no guarantee that Anthony Davis isn't going to sign.
Well, let's talk about the... Okay, so let's just talk about the Raptors trade because I've got questions that I... Like, interesting questions about it, about how it was handled, what this says about Kawhi in the future and stuff like that.
So, go ahead.
So, I'm sure everyone knows by now, the trade was Marc Gasol, just Marc Gasol, for Jonas Valanciunas, love him, but he needed to go. DeLon Wright had to go.
Yep. He's your third point.
CJ Miles out of the rotation in the playoffs.
You've been on this podcast saying that
he's garbage.
Yes,
garbage. And I haven't jinxed him until recently. I hadn't jinxed him.
Yep.
20 and a 2024 second round pick.
I think it's 2025.
2024.
Okay.
Which was a funny point that draft pick. Is 13 years old right now, by the way.
Yeah.
Before, fucked?
I'll let you go on your rant about this trade, but the idea that in negotiations...
They're like, we'll give you one 5 years from now.
As if anyone is doing scouting, going to Westmount Collegiate and Vaughn...
Thornhill Secondary.
And just checking out these...
Not even those. It'd be like EJ Sands or Thornhill Public. It's 13 years old.
The kid's having his bar mitzvah next week.
He's in grade 7.
He's having his bar mitzvah
They're
next
like,
week.
They're like, we're really interested in this guy who's also...
I got my eyes on you. Give me that second round pick.
He's buying hot dogs at Max Milk at the corner of Batherson Center at this point.
I can't even believe that's something that was part of the trade as if it holds any value.
It's... Well, I think their thinking is if Kawhi doesn't re-sign and all these guys don't re-sign, the Raptors are going to be really bad, so that second round pick's probably be closer to a late first.
Yeah, but... And 5 years from now?
Yeah, I don't understand why they would do like, oh, great, we're going to stockpile draft picks. Fantastic.
Anyways, so they got Marc Gasol.
Fantastic trade. Love it. This is the most exciting time for a Raptors fan will ever have to be a Raptors fan. Like, last year was very exciting. The conference finals was super exciting. Everyone was very happy. This is the most win now mentality that a Raptors fan has ever experienced in the franchise's history. You trade a franchise player for a legitimate superstar in the summer. You trade young players and barely anything, really. It's just effectively DeLon Wright in a second rounder.
Yeah, I mean, DeLon Wright's your third point guard.
DeLon Wright and CJ Miles don't get minutes in the playoffs for the Raptors this year, period. So essentially, it would have been, we traded JV in a second rounder in 5 years for Marc Gasol. It's an unbelievably good trade. Marc Gasol having a off year on a bad team. Put him with Kawhi Leonard, Kyle Lowry, Serge Ibaka, Danny Green. He's a different player. He brings a different mentality. He's great defensively. We don't have that banger and bruiser down low, but we now have stretched the floor with a shooter. It's a fantastic trade. And I think it puts us back in that sort of championship contention discussion, I think.
I mean, I think we're always there, but I understand it takes us to another level.
Yeah, well, when the Bucks made another trade, it was like, oh, shit, we're really fucked right now.
Let me ask you this question. Who goes to the bench now? Because now the dynamic of the starting lineup changes.
I think
changes.
Ibaka goes.
Okay, but Ibaka's kind of having like a revolutionary type season.
I agree.
For him.
I agree. But the problem is lately, especially because JV being injured and he's had to play a lot more minutes. He's gassed.
Yeah.
He's super tired. That's why you don't see him rolling to the net a lot more than. I mean, he never really did that, but now he's really doing the pick and pop. He's really avoiding like he's
contact
tired.
And stuff.
He's gassed. So I think that this gives him an opportunity to come off the bench. He's going to be like more effective off the bench. It gives him a chance to start anyways and play small ball at the five. Like it's.
Sure, it gives us more flexibility.
And flexibility, and Siakam still gives you that stretch four mentality. And so it's a good trade. It gives us a lot of flexibility. The biggest hurdle right now, the biggest joke of this trade of all, is we are down to 10 active players on our roster because we traded away four, really, with Greg Monroe going for cash considerations.
Yeah, we didn't mention that one, but we mentioned it.
But we're down to, from a required 14 players, we're down to 10. And we're playing the Hawks this evening, and Kawhi Leonard's knee is sore. So we actually are playing the Hawks with 9 players.
Yeah, it's like your men's league team.
It's B'nai B'rith. They're calling their friends to see if they can come and sub.
Yeah. As opposed to the move that the 76ers made by just getting a guy who's, you know, a big name, who's playing really well this year, how is the difference, I guess my question is like, How does this move differ from the 76ers move in the sense that
this is by well this is a bigger name. I know what you're saying, but yeah. This is a bigger name. Marc Gasol is a bigger name than Tobias Harris, I would argue.
Okay.
But I know what you're saying. So
the dynamic of the teams, I
think. So what we did is we said, okay, what's the best player who complements our players the best?
Right.
And we made that trade.
Right.
They said Tobias Harris playing really well. He's a really good player. Let's get him. That could be a good mentality generally. Again, going back to my point, like very ball dominant, it doesn't really complement your star players very much. Marc Gasol is a complimentary star, all-star on our team. Defensive player of the year a couple years ago. He's a stretch five. He's big. He's good defensively. We needed that. Kawhi drives. He needs people to hit threes. Lowry drives. He needs people to stretch the floor and hit threes. Like it's all good. So I think the difference is that this was getting a star who complements our current roster versus let's just put as many big names on our team as possible and let them hash it out.
Oren, you have 10 seconds. Name a team that starts with only 5 letters.
Starts? Like the city?
No, like the mascot, the team name.
Stars. STARS.
Wow. That was really quick. Fuck sakes.
Okay.
That was so fucking casual. Fuck.
Heat also.
No, that's 4.
Oh, you need 5 exactly, not 5 or less?
Yeah, I said 5.
Heats.
No.
So
I'd written down the Kings, the Bulls, the Bucks, and the Blues.
There's a lot. Stars.
4. Stars. I didn't know. I didn't have the stars. That one really threw me off. Fuck sakes.
What was I just saying? Oh, yeah, so... my question is, do you think Masai Ujiri consulted or called Kawhi Leonard before making this trade and said, I'm going to make this trade for a win now mentality. I'm going to prove to you that we're looking and being very serious about winning. But I'm only going to do it if you give me some sort of idea or indication that you're interested in staying in this situation.
No.
You don't think he called?
No. I think it's crystal clear. The move to get Kawhi was a win now mentality. He knows that the opportunity is right now, specifically this year. I don't think the conversation needs to be made. I think actions speak louder than words in this scenario, because we know that Kawhi is not a man that talks very much. And I, while that may just be for the media, I think just as a person, he's someone that doesn't talk very much, and that the actions that a team makes in their attempts to win speak volumes for someone like that who cares so much about basketball.
True. I can see that. I just think that if I'm Masai Ujiri, I'm almost, because not only does asking him give him the feeling that it's his team, right? Because you wouldn't, he wouldn't, at this point in his career, do you approach Kyle Lowry and say, do we make this trade?
No. No, but they did say to Kyle that there's a chance they would trade you.
Yeah, but that's, he's been a Raptor for so long.
Yeah.
I'm saying from a win now mentality. Like if you go to LeBron, like if you're on the Lakers, you don't just make a trade. No, you're going to LeBron James and saying, it's your team, man. Like, do you want this? Does this player put us over the top?
It's obviously a different situation. LeBron, comparing LeBron and Kawhi. I understand what you're saying. Like, consulting him. If you're Masai and you talk to Kawhi, then it's like you're opening that dialogue for him to be that guy.
The guy. Be like, tell us how you want us to build this team for you.
Yeah, I think he just wants to play basketball and be surrounded by good players.
And let the basketball minds do what they're like. Right. They're supposed to.
I don't think Kawhi is like a guy who's gonna try and be like LeBron, who is trying to be the GM while playing and the coach and put all of his teams that he's ever been on into just hating each other.
Yeah, that's true.
I think Kawhi just wants to play basketball and actions speak louder than words.
Listen, this trade, well, first of all, Gasol's got another year in his contract.
He does.
Or a player option, which he'll obviously opt into because it's going to overpay him. But he is in for one more year. Wouldn't surprise me, especially with all the big names this offseason, if Kawhi Leonard signs a one-year deal, like max 1 year, to be the big fish in a small pond, the follow in 2021, sorry.
Who?
Kawhi. Because there's so many big name free agents that there's only so much money to spend. The Clippers can only spend so much money. The Knicks can only spend so much money to if they're going after KD and now Kyrie Irving's all of a sudden into the mix, and you got AD who wants to play for the Clippers also, and they've got to go spend money on him. Does Kawhi say, well, I'll probably make more money by just waiting a year? You know, the whole Josh Donaldson had the same mentality. Fucked him in the end, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, it did.
But the same idea. It's like, well, why wouldn't I wait for when I'm the only big name?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to get in the mind of someone that
doesn't talk.
Is borderline robot. Yeah. So yeah. It's hard to analyze. You bring up a very valid point, one that I would love to sit down with Kawhi and ask him. So if he wants to hop on the couch here and answer a few questions.
He's a fun guy.
Yeah, he is a very fun guy.
Did you see there was a Tinder thing for all
the for all the All-Stars or whatever it is. Yeah, it's very funny.
I'm a fun guy. Very funny. Robotic laugh.
Oren, you have 10 seconds. Name a state that has only three professional franchises.
Only Washington. No, sorry. Fuck. Maryland. Washington.
Oh, like Washington, D.C.? Yeah, you're correct.
Okay.
Fuck. Oren, buddy. You're on.
I initially
had that with like 1 second left.
I know. I was thinking Washington State, but then I'm like, no, I'm in Maryland.
Yeah, I had a feeling you meant Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Not Washington State. Washington State.
It's got
two.
Two. But they used to have three. Might have three this year. Because the Sonics might be going back.
No, it's more likely that they get a hockey team before they get a basketball team.
Either way, three.
Yeah. Well, they might just skip three, go to four.
Oof.
Yeah. So, yeah, Washington, D.C.
Wizards.
Capitals.
And who's the
Nationals.
Third? Nationals. Oh, no, I'm wrong. Redskins.
Oh, you're wrong.
I was thinking Redskins. Okay.
So Chow.
Who is it, Miami?
Chow Oren.
Miami, no, Dolphins, Heat. Sorry, you're right. State, we're saying.
So it's Wisconsin. They have the Brewers, the Packers, and
the Wisconsin.
Yeah, Milwaukee Brewers.
Oh
Green
yeah,
Bay
Bucks.
Packers and Milwaukee Bucks. That's three. Georgia.
Atlanta Falcons. Atlanta
Hawks.
Hawks and Atlanta Braves.
Yeah.
And then is Minnesota? Timberwolves, Twins, and who's the other Minnesota team? And Vikings.
And the Wild.
True, Wild. I always forget hockey.
North Carolina. So they have the Hurricanes, the Panthers.
Right.
And the...
Hurricanes, Panthers, and they used to, no Charlotte Hornets. Charlotte's in Carolina.
Right. And New Jersey. They have the two New York teams, football teams, and the Devils.
Oh, they used to have the Nets.
That's right.
Brooklyn. Just quickly on, just transition to hockey really quickly because we were talking about some teams here.
Yeah.
I don't watch it anymore. Yep. I've kept that portion of my resolutions.
Yep.
Although I did watch against Ottawa.
Yeah.
Auston Matthews.
Yeah.
Is a disgusting human being.
He's amazing.
That goal, I open jawed when I saw him.
He toe dragged.
It was the quickest.
The puck,
it was the quickest snap I've ever. I was like, it was disgusting. And then Marner.
We just hate him.
And then Marner with like a toe drag pass across crease, like it's, and then the pass to Hyman, which was like perfectly placed right on his stick.
You're doing yourself a disservice by not watching something that is so entertaining.
After the Muzzin trade, I think I'm just going to go back to watching because
it's so entertaining.
It's good hockey.
They're so good.
And they're not done. I don't think they're even done getting more pieces.
They could be done and I'm fine with it. They could win the cup right now.
Maybe.
They could win the cup. They just paid Matthews. I hate the Toronto
media. A boatload of money.
It's worth it. You just said it.
No, I agree. Comparable. But the whole thing is like everyone's like, oh, you don't want to go down the same road as the Chicago Blackhawks because they had all three stars and they couldn't blah, 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 blah.
I would take what the Blackhawks had.
Easily.
I would take what the Blackhawks had.
Win me three cups and then be shit for 5 years.
20 years. We've been fucking around for 65 years to win the cup. It's like, I'll take 5 years, 10 years of absolute domination.
I was talking to somebody about this recently. Oh, it was, I forget who it was. But anyways, I was talking to them and they're saying, I would rather, so his point was like, I don't want to win the cup this year because I don't want to overpay, have to pay like the big name players a contract extension on a more expensive contract because they're cup winners versus non-cup winners. I'd rather sign them long term and win more cups. And I said, I would rather lose them all next year and win a championship this year than to have the minor possibility of winning a couple of cups. If there's a close to guarantee winning this year and a smaller not guarantee next year, I'm taking this year over next year.
With all due respect to whoever you had that conversation, fuck them.
Yeah.
I hope they listen to this. Fuck
them. They will.
We're not friends.
Yeah.
It was
a awful take. Awful take.
That's a bad take.
Awful
that's
take. Almost as bad as saying that Kawhi Leonard, Danny Green was the best short and long term of that trade.
Also ridiculous take. My point on the Matthews thing is everyone's like, oh, you gave him so much money. If we didn't give him that money.
Someone else would.
Someone easily. Was going to give him that money.
Yeah.
Very easily. And I would much rather it be us than any other team.
And we're going to sign. The problem is we're going to sign Marner to a shitload of money as well. Worth it.
So what
we'll
if
have
it
70,
us?
We'll have $81 million. No.
No, it's four players making $40 million.
Right. Half our cap on four players.
I mean,
Gardner's gone.
Three of those players are top 15 players in the NHL.
Could be top 10.
I'll argue for it. Yeah. I'm with you. Yeah. I'm not going to argue against
although,
it.
Although, in fairness, I'm still out on Nylander.
Well, I said top three of the players, but right. He's been hot lately. Listen, I think in the last six games, he's got like 7 points.
That's
so
good.
He's getting it. He's getting it going. He's getting it going. I have to imagine it's pretty hard missing like 35 games playing with fucking men's league in Sweden and coming back to the NHL and being
although
amazing.
Muzzin didn't know much about him when we got him.
Yep.
He's great beard. He's good. He hits people. It was so funny. I was watching an interview and he's like, yeah, I don't know. Everyone was going, all the players were going nuts after I hit a guy. It was just like a normal hit.
Yeah, it's because like, play hockey.
Yeah, like nobody on our team hit.
Well, Marner's like 160 pounds soaking wet, so it's I don't true. Think he's hitting anybody.
True.
So, good on you for talking a little hockey.
I had to. I was watching the game. I was like actually thoroughly impressed. We almost lost, but it was to a bad team, but it was still entertaining.
It was exciting.
Yeah.
It was exciting. Oren, you have 10 seconds. Name one cool NASCAR driver.
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
No, he's done.
Fuck. NASCAR?
Five,
I don't know NASCAR.
Four,
oh,
three,
that's nightmare.
Two,
that's nightmare.
One.
Hamilton.
Lewis Hamilton is Indy?
He's in
F1.
F1. Yeah.
Jimmy
Garoppolo.
Johnson?
Jim Johnson. You don't even know.
No, I don't. I think I... Tony Stewart?
I think he's not.
He killed somebody.
Yeah, he's not racing still.
No.
I thought Dale Earnhardt would be like a lot.
He just
oh,
retired.
I should have done the Canadian guy.
Taglia?
No, the other guy.
He's Tagliani?
He's in the Honda commercials.
Paul Tracy?
He's not racing.
James Hinchcliffe?
Hinchcliffe.
I think he's...
He's still
IndyCar.
No, he's NASCAR.
Hmm.
Gary Clutt.
You gonna set him?
No, he's NASCAR.
Okay, I got one last... kind of like hypothetical, fun little game we can play. give me a team in each major sport, four major sports, so NHL, NBA,
NFL,
and MLB.
Yeah.
Name a team that in our lifetime will never win a championship.
Okay. MLB. Well, they never. They've never won and never
you
will
could just
win.
Never. You could just never see them
win in my lifetime. In my lifetime. Tampa Bay Rays.
I mean, they were pretty close.
They didn't though. And I know. And they're definitely further from that. It's them or the Miami Marlins.
Okay.
Right. NBA. I'm gonna go with the Washington Wizards.
Okay, I can respect that call.
Or Orlando Magic, both are.
Orlando brutal. Magic is kind of what I had cooked in my brain.
Yeah.
Or the Sacramento Kings.
Kings are good. They're not going to win this year, but they're good.
Yeah, but they're just never going to.
By the way, Z-Bo got cut. He could be a Raptor also.
There you go.
Big banger.
Okay, I'm going to change mine. You've made it. You made a strong point.
NHL.
Atlanta, the Hawks. The Atlanta Hawks will never.
No, I don't know. In our lifetime, I don't know. They were good for a little bit when we were younger.
No.
They were close, actually, a couple years ago.
So, I said the Tampa Bay Rays were close.
That was a good team. Jeff Teague was on that team. Al Horford.
Okay.
So, what did I say? NBA. I said MLB. NHL. I'm going to assume the Phoenix Coyotes will never win it.
That's super fair.
I just have to. Or the Arizona Coyotes, I guess. So, that's three. And then NFL, I'm going to guess.
The NFL's the
Green
the
Bay
hardest.
Packers.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's...
just a bad take.
I mean, they've won in our lifetime.
It's true. I can't even say it. What about in the NFL? I would say it's probably the Washington Redskins because they're bad and aren't looking very good.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say 50 years from now, but like when you pictured in your mind, like, could you ever see the Washington Redskins Super Bowl champion?
No, neither. I can't see Jacksonville Jaguars either.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I can see Dolphins.
No, you can't see the Dolphins.
Eventually, I could see the Dolphins. I could.
Could you see the Las Vegas Raiders?
No, definitely not the Raiders.
Yeah.
Just a bad organization. It's like they just find a way to fuck it up.
It's so true.
Yeah, I think that...
For me, the baseball, like the Minnesota Twins, like they'll always be there. Listen, they'll always kind of be
in
the mix.
No, they've got too much history. Like the teams with major history where they've been successful in the past...
What do you say? Like their history is like little big league.
Who's that stumpy little man that was like their best player of all time?
Kirby Puckett. Yeah.
So Kirby Puckett, like they've got a history of like success against the Jays back in the 90s or late 80s. They were good. Any team, here's what I'll argue. Any team that has a successful history will likely win another championship because they've got that sort of like history ingrained in them and they've got something they have to prove. Because the city's so in love with the team because of all that history.
Yeah, but the same argument could be like for the Mets. And like the Mets are a fucking laughingstock. Like
they were in the World Series 2 years ago.
Or like the Knicks, not 2 years ago.
Knicks will have never been good, period. Best take ever. I was listening to
The Mecca.
Bill Simmons. It was true. They've never been good, period. Go through the history of the NBA.
I know.
They went to the semifinals against Jordan, lost every single year.
No, I know.
Bad team. Just a terrible organization. And they're the most profitable in the league. Yeah. This is the biggest joke
of
the Knicks. Fuck them. New York. They're awful.
The Mecca. For me, the Cincinnati Bengals, they'll never hoist.
True.
They've
always been bad.
I just can't see it in my mind. Like
they've always been bad. Browns?
They could. I mean, it's an odd picture, but like you could see like they're on a trajectory.
I mean, I always – there were times where – I guess the Rays were a bad take because there was a time when it was like the whole AL East was flipped. It was like the Tampa Bay Rays – were up at the top, and like so were the Orioles, and then the Yankees, Jays, and Red Sox were
there was
at
like
the bottom
that period,
of the division. Yeah, there was like a 4 year period where they were good and everyone else was bad.
I feel bad. Like I'm looking at it now. Like the Cincinnati Reds also won't win a World Series. Like Cincinnati.
No, they're gonna be good. By the way, out of nowhere,
everybody's gonna be good.
Out of nowhere, Randy Orton.
Yeah, no, it's RKO out of nowhere.
RKO out of nowhere. JT Realmuto gets traded mid-NBA trade deadline.
The MLB...
Could the two teams not been like, maybe we should make this bigger news, we'll do it tomorrow.
Right. So we'll get into a little more baseball talk as we get closer to spring training, but you can tell, like we were just talking about how the NBA is a 365 reality TV show.
Yeah.
If the MLB wants to pick up a little traction and they're about to trade a star? Like, I bet you people that are listening are like, who the fuck is JT Real?
Yeah, who fucking cares?
He's a legitimate star.
He's the best. He's probably what, top five catchers.
Agreed. They treat him on a day where it's just going to get sunk.
I didn't notice it. Any other day I would have been like, wow, that's a pretty cool thing to happen. Like, they've been talking about it for months. And the league office could have been like, okay, this is a fixed trade. We're not changing it, but we're going to announce it tomorrow.
Right. Like, this trade is in. We'll just announce it when no one's talking about everything else in the sports.
4 o'clock.
Yeah.
When the trade deadline's over.
The MLB just doesn't get it.
They don't understand. They're not connected to the fans.
Yeah, they just don't get it. You know that nobody's allowed to post baseball clips.
They always say that in the game. It's like you can't, without the express written consent of the Major League Baseball.
You can't post it on social media.
I know.
It's like, you know how people grow the game? When everybody's posting videos.
It's the biggest complaint.
And then
fucking Manfred comes out and complains that Mike Trout is not growing the game or not helping grow the game enough. It's like, you don't let him.
Yeah.
How do you expect him to grow the game? He can't do anything on Twitter.
Nobody can do anything about it. You can't talk.
So stupid.
You can't talk about Mike
Trout.
Their
biggest star. I was in the office today. I was like, oh, do you think that? Because there was some article I read like, oh, you know, unfortunately, Bryce Harper would fit really well in the Jays, which is kind of true. The Jays aren't going to go for him.
Yeah.
But he's perfect. I mean, we've got so many openings. We've got a ton of money. It's a new team, whatever.
Sure.
So I brought it up to someone in the office. I'm like, hey, do you think the Jays are going to get Bryce Harper? He's like, who's Bryce Harper?
Fuck off.
Older guy. Doesn't watch a lot of baseball. But doesn't know Bryce Harper. And it's because if you're just a casual baseball fan, you don't know the superstars. You don't. The only person you're going to... I bet you if I mentioned Aaron Judge, he probably wouldn't know him either.
I mean, this person just doesn't know baseball.
No. Talk to an average baseball fan. Not a diehard, not someone who follows the league. Average. They don't know who JT Realmuto is.
They definitely won't know
who Chris Archer is. They won't know who... They don't even know, like... Like, big, regular
names.
Yeah,
I get the point you're making.
Just people just don't know these players because they're not marketed.
Yeah. It's true. It's a shame. I think we'll nip this conversation in the bud for another podcast.
Yeah.
And, you know, see you in a bit.
Yeah.
Peace.
Deuces.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.